The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
51551 ray@rte.ie. Just on that Gillette ad, and you can go up if you put it into Google there, you'll see it. It's a 2-minute ad, and they're trying to, I suppose, reposition themselves and reposition men. I think the Gillette ad is great. I'm a man with a 2-year-old boy who I will bring up to respect everybody, not just women. Men need to accept that we're all not perfect and need to change our attitudes. Equally, women need to accept that they're not all perfect either. So that's that. Have you seen it, Blondie Cuff? You've seen the Gillette ad?
No. I used to try and use my father's razor back in the day when I started.
Too much information.
I'm just being honest with you. But I didn't realise that you probably shouldn't share blades. So I'm trying to teach that with the teenage lads at home.
Right.
And yes, it's an ongoing issue. The cost of them.
Now, the reason you're in here is because you're learning to swim. Can I ask you what age you are?
Of course you can. Yeah. I never had a TV age like some of our colleagues, Raymond. I'm honest about my age. I never lied about it. And I think I'm very proud of it. I am 48.
Okay. Why have you never learned to swim before?
I was going to lie. Well, it was going to be a white. I did. It didn't work. I did one-to-one. I actually paid a ridiculous amount of money a long time ago and it didn't work. So I don't know why. I'd love to tell you I've had a very traumatic experience. I haven't. I didn't nearly drown, nothing like that. My mother sent all her first four children, we all went to lessons in trim together, and I can remember going down to the lessons. I do not know why my siblings can swim and I can't.
Right.
I can't.
Do you have a fear?
I don't want to put my face in the water.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense, really.
That's going to stop you swimming.
I know, but I dipped it last night at my second lesson. And now I had this time I brought goggles, which would have made sense last week at the original class, the first class. But you see, of course, you're roaring, has anyone got goggles? And someone throws a pair of goggles at you in our house, but there's a big knot on them. And then they broke and then nothing went my way. And I was 25 minutes into the class and I just wanted to cry. Because nothing was working.
Okay, before we get to the classes, why now?
Well, you see, when they were small, they are those other four
children.
Yes, but they're not children anymore. They're going to live in my house forever and ever and ever, and I know that. When they were small, and because my husband Kieran is such a good swimmer, he always had a thing, they have to swim. I mean, Sheila was a week old. She wasn't even christened, to my mother's disgrace, and she was down the pool, you know? So they could always swim. I had a point, you know, I made a point, they have to be able to swim. And I could throw them off the pier in Dunleary and they could swim. They're all brilliant swimmers. And then when they could swim, I thought, great, they can swim. And then last year we were away and only the younger two, the older two wouldn't dare holiday with us now. Kieran said to me, I said, well, at least I don't have to worry about them not being able to swim. It's great, you know, because they were going out a bit. And he goes, yeah, but what if you're out there and you have difficulty and they go and try and save you and they drown saving you? Because what you do if you have a fear of putting your head going under is you panic.
Yeah.
And I thought he was being really mean. I didn't speak to him for the rest of the day. I thought it was really mean, but it was honest. If I panicked.
Very honest, because.
And it did, I didn't like it.
That happens an awful lot. Where in people attempting to save somebody else, in your panic, the person who's drowning, they bring them down and both people die. And it's
but
terrible.
You hear it every summer. Do you know when you hear of two young lads or two young people go swimming? I don't want to think about it now. It's awful. And then I had such guilt and I said, God. And then I'll be 50 in 2 years. And I thought, I'll learn to swim before I'm 50. I have to now. And I kind of didn't tell anyone. I looked up what time the classes were on. It's only across the road from me. I've no excuse. But last week when I had to go, I didn't want to go. I was sitting by the fire and it was lovely and it was cosy. And, you know, I was just kind of going, everyone's had dinner and it'll be nice just to chill. And then my 16-year-old, who can be, what's the word? Cheeky, but I'm cheeky myself. He says, you won't go anyway. And it just annoyed me. And I thought, by God, I'm going.
He was putting it up to you.
He was. And, you know, it's nothing like a teenager daring you, because I just won't show anyone I won't or can't do something, you know. But he put it up to me and I went, I was disastrous.
Is it one-on-one again? Or
no, and I think this is better because, you know me, I'm a people person and there's loads of women. It's mostly women. And they're a bit of crack, you know. Like there's an old woman who's been doing lessons for years and she says, I don't know why it doesn't work. I just think she goes for the crack. And then there's another woman who said, I'm so embarrassed because like my kids are learning to swim and I can't swim. And I went, oh my God, been there, you know. But if you let it go, you let it go for too long. So she's going, but she said something really funny to me last night. She's taking up for the new year, swimming in gin. So don't ask me what the connection is. I think she's going to give herself a lovely glass of gin after 5 weeks. But no, I don't know. It's a real mix. And there's a woman from Brazil. And I don't know why I thought that was a big deal that she couldn't swim. Then I thought, we live on an island. Why yes. can't I swim?
Yeah. It says 1 in 5 Irish adults can't swim. I reckon the numbers are more than that.
Oh, I think it's...
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's more.
And it gets to a stage where you're not willing to admit it because it is embarrassing.
Oh, it's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like when I did the video and I did one Oscail again, one in English, right? And I did Oscail because of my own programme on Saturday mornings on Radio Gaelta. So I said, I'll put this up. And next thing... This fella who comes on our show regularly to do sports for us on Saturday morning, he's 30, he's fit, he used to work for the GAA, he's all about sport. And he said live on air last Saturday, "Bonnie, fair play, like, because I can't swim either." Yeah. And he took the biggest Redner. And I thought, wow. It is embarrassing though, Ray, because everyone, like, it's like reading, writing. You know, one of the things you do when you're rearing kids is learn to swim.
It's a basic life skill. No, I didn't learn until I was 39.
Yeah, but you're all about the sea. You're at another level. Like, you can jump into the sea.
I can't still jump into the sea.
Yeah, but you can swim in the sea.
I can swim in the sea, yeah. But I don't go to my depth. I'm still a coward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, just on the sitting in front of the fire of an evening, just this might help you out. Mm. This is, somebody explained this to me, a psychologist or a psychiatrist or some scientist, that we've a reserve of willpower. Right? So if you can imagine in the morning, we have a full bottle of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you want to do something in the morning, it's easy because you have loads of willpower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But as the day goes on, you eat into your reserve of willpower. So by the time you get to 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, you have very little willpower.
Yeah, but life
left.
Drains it from you too.
Well,
and
you
everything
know, energy
is everyone's
yeah.
pulling out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone wants a bit of you. You know, and you know, you think nothing of that. But as you get older, you realise there isn't that much of yourself you're actually holding for yourself.
Mm. Apart from being embarrassed by your children and your husband, well, he guilted you big time.
Yeah, and he didn't even say sorry since. That's worse.
Don't have your domestics on air, please.
I will, I'll have it when I go home. It's just reminding me to add it to my to-do list to give out about.
On your own time, please. What do you want to achieve? How will it change your life?
Well, it's funny. I had a little panic attack last year. And I think I have a habit of holding a lot of tension right in my chest, right? A lot of women apparently do this. And I do the shallow breathing when I get a bit up in a heap, right? And my shoulders go up, okay? And yoga is brilliant for me, right? And I noticed that, weirdly, if I could exercise my shoulders and control my breathing, it would help me in general, I think. And I feel quite strong about that in the sense that of the research I've done, like, you know, just as me looking up stuff. But I kind of also would like to do something, I know this is for me, you know, that doesn't involve sort of having to get into a group of people to do, you know, my yoga class is lovely and it's small and I would die if I didn't do it on Monday mornings, and no one can mess with that 9:15 Monday. It's my thing and yeah. I don't care what anyone says. I get lost in it and it's great and I love it. But I just would like something that had a little bit more movement of my body, but it was just me.
Mm. And what do you think you've missed out over the years on holidays?
I know it's really weird and I'm so spoiled. I have a big man as a husband, as you know. And my husband, you know, he floats me in the sea. I know that's really, he holds me up, he brings me out to a rock.
Right.
You know, we have a lovely, lovely sort of intimate world in the water. It sounds very strange, but we have this relationship. But he's my backup and he's my guide in the water. And I think he's facilitated that.
Did you say he was a lifeguard?
Yeah, he used to be like years ago, he was a lifeguard and he's a good swimmer. But I love the way he minds me and holds me in the water and all that. And he's enabled my issues. More of that when I go home. But like, and then I suppose I would stand so proud when I'd see the kids take off and out of their depth and their stroke. And I'd be boasting about it. Like, and when they're in Sea Scouts, it was the best thing ever. Like they could do anything like that. And even when they used to jump off the pier as a task when the Sea Scouts, my heart would be in my mouth, but I'd be so proud. So I love everything.
To the point of tears nearly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's nothing like, and I remember Sheila took off once and took a boat for someone down to Kerry and then up to Galway. Meet her in Galway and her coming up wrecked looking. Yeah. I thought, oh my God, look what she did. She's a natural. Queen Maeve of the seas, you know. But yeah, I mean, I love all that about them, but you can't live in their heads.
How did you fail on previous occasions? Like, how far did you get, and did you just give up, or
Yeah, I never got the head down. You know the dip. I know we're on radio. You know the hands are up.
Yeah, the hands are outstretched.
Outstretched. Sorry.
And then
okay.
Your head goes into the water between your hands. Yeah,
yeah. So I take off, right, and the feet are really good. I'm really good. I'd say I was a penguin in a previous life. I can do the flippy feet thing, right? And I'm down there, and then one, two
strokes front crawl.
Three. The third arm. To the side and breathe. But you see, now look at me.
Yeah.
I was going to the side to breathe. I was going,
yeah.
I wasn't taking a breath because I was panicking. Yeah. And then in the last 15, 20 minutes of the class last night, voila, bubbles. Blowing the bubbles.
You're blowing the bubbles under.
He was telling me to blow them, but sure, I'm not going to blow a bubble. The next thing, I'll take loads of water in my nose on the inhale. But last night, I controlled my breathing. There was none of this panic breathing. And then I thought, wow, I think I could do it now. So I'm going to give myself another go outside of the lesson by the end of the week.
See, as an adult, there's an advantage in that you can take instruction. So that when your instructor tells you to blow bubbles underwater, blah, 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 blah. But they give you 15 instructions. And at the end, what do they say to you? And relax.
I know. And then the other thing they say to you, you have to practice. Yeah, but it's exhausting. I was out of breath. I was wrecked last night. I had pains everywhere last week. Yeah. I had pain in here, like right under your armpit.
Is that your rotator cuff or something?
Oh, whatever
like that?
It is. It's killing me. Yeah. And you see, and you know, you make every excuse. Oh, my togs look wrecked and I look wrecked and sure, you know.
But fair dues to you because, you're exposing yourself, aren't you? No, in that, I remember going and I was in my late 30s and I was in 2 feet of water and the guy who was teaching me how to swim had me in flippers. So there I was in flippers, right? And I had the goggles on and the hat and I was waiting for your man to come in 2 feet of water. And next thing, the 6-year-old swam around me like one of those wind-up toys in a bath.
I look like I'm from Danger Mouse.
You leave your dignity at the door.
No, you totally leave your dignity. And then there's there's a young coach who knows your son. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hiya, what are you doing here? I'm going, I can't swim. And he's going, really? Oh. And you know he's kind of going, is that for real? Yeah. And my little sister really annoyed me last week. She said, why can't you swim? What's wrong with you? People are cruel, but I put manners on that one too. But anyway, Shinshkill, I suppose for me, it's I'll see how I go. But I'm hoping, do you think I can be able to swim the whole length down to the deep end by week 5?
Right, well, you're going to come back. That'd be big. If you can do that, a huge achievement.
All right.
So you must have some swimming skills if you hope to be able to do that in 5 weeks.
No, I haven't even gone down the whole length of the pool yet, even with the boards. I have the 2 floaty boards.
Yes, yeah. You want to be able to swim the full length, a 25-metre pool.
Yeah,
after 5 weeks of learning. That's ambitious, yeah.
Is it? I'm not even asking to.
That is ambitious. Maybe you're a quick learner.
A quick learner. I'm as stupid as the next person. But come here. I'm not trying to get into the 40-foot and look like all those great women down there every morning.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to swim with the seals here. I just thought I could get down to the deep end, no? And out of my depth, just for us, looking at your team out there,
took me 9 months.
Coming from
tell Blondet swimming is a confidence thing, like driving or cycling a bike, baby steps. Or should that be baby
right,
swims?
I need to be patient. That person's right.
And to get over the fear, I was told to go home and put my head in a sink of water. The other thing you can do is, I don't know if your coach is telling you to do it, but stand, at the side of the pool and just put your head in and take it up and put it, just to get used to it. That's another. Well done, Blondet. Of course you'll swim if you keep going to the lessons.
Oh, I will keep going.
Margaret, she can't swim. I was about that age, 50, when I learned to swim. Take your time. Wear the goggles. I was very nervous also. Keep at it. You'll do it. I can swim now and I'm delighted, says Anne. I learned to swim in my 60s. I can do it all now, except for turning around after doing a lane. I panic and go under the water. And I learned to swim by watching people swimming in the pool. My parents couldn't afford the lessons. I'm now married to a swim teacher and he told me I have an excellent swimming technique. So they just sat at the side of the pool and watched other people. I learned to swim when I was 15 and it was embarrassing. I was in the same lane as all the kids, but it was worth it in the end. Great to get into the sea when you're on holidays. I can't swim, nearly drown myself and others. I'm 70 now, still afraid of the water.
Aww.
And Mick here, in my 60s now and can't swim stroke. Yet I have owned boats all my adult life.
Well, you know, there's a theory about that.
Yes,
fishermen say, what's the point? But I think that's a bit of a pishrogy thing. You know, it's kind of, it's not really, I don't think, years ago when I was small, they used to say in Connemara, you don't want to meet a redhead before you go out fishing, it's bad luck. And then someone said, did that go into your head? And I said, I don't think so. All those things don't help now, you see.
Yeah, but that's just superstition.
I know.
I was younger, I fished for prawns on the Skerry's prawn boats for years. Oh. Go to the pool now 4 times a week and exercise. Walking and jogging in the pool. Hopefully by the summer, I'll be able to do a few strokes under my own steam. That's Mick in his 60s, and just started learning to swim for about the fifth time. I did have bad experience as a child. Someone close held my throat under bath water. Anyway, I started yesterday, got panicked, but the people teaching us were amazing, and I think it might work this time. You got stories from the people in the class. A lot of people have
experiences. Every single one of them. I nearly made one up because I felt so stupid that I didn't have one. They all had an experience. Oh, my brother held me down. Oh, I nearly drowned. Oh, I was small. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone had a story. I didn't have any story. Not that I can remember. And I asked my mom, because I was with her this morning, I asked her, Mom, did I have any dodgy experience? She goes, no. She said, you didn't want to put your head under. I remember the teacher saying that.
I took up swimming lessons about 18 months ago. I'm in my 50s and I never learned to swim. I had an accident when I was 8 on the farm. I fell into a sheep dip and nearly drowned. Luckily, I survived, but it left me very nervous. So last year, I decided to give it a go. I thought a person could learn to swim in a 6-week lesson session. Boy, was I wrong. Say, listen up. Everything took time, from putting my head under the water to actually moving on the water. It's slowly happening and I love it. I suppose I'm happy to be still learning at this stage of my life, and I think that this will open a whole new world for me.
I think, though, for me, listening to that, I can't presume, Ray, as you said, that I'll be able to do it after 5 weeks. But I also have to commit to not giving up after 5 weeks. Are you with me? I think this is my chance to stick with it and get it, do it properly. Because yes. I think if I give up, I'll be back where I was.
Why don't you swim backstroke? You don't have to put your face in the water, Eugene.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah. No, he's right. But you still have to have the skill. Like, yeah. I mean, my thing is, I don't expect that if I fell off a boat in the middle of nowhere, that I'm going to save myself. But I just want to not panic. So if I get help, I don't pull the person down with me. And I might hold myself up until I get help. Yeah. I'm not stupid. Most of us, even if we're good at swimming, I mean, with temperatures and everything else, you have an accident in the sea, you're going to have it. But it's just the idea of causing someone else's death. I mean, that's a very scary. But apparently, Kieran said, like, the first thing they used to teach you in lifeguard classes, sorry, punch the person nearly. You have to knock them out if they're panicking.
Just wondering if she practiced at home, putting her face in a dish of water. Let go of the fear. That's the second person who said that. Sink.
You see,
water,
do you know Halloween when you have the money and the apple and you know, you bob for apple? Bob and apple, is that what they call it? Do you know when you try, you know, you ever
yes,
do that?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I can do that.
No,
you go
there.
Figure. So what is that about?
Why is there embarrassment around not being able to swim? We can walk. We don't need to know how to swim. I suppose that's a fair enough question.
It's very deep.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Hello, philosophy there. Well,
what pushed me into learning to swim was two things. Turning 40 and having children.
Not being able to save them, like,
yes,
if something happened.
Yeah.
You see, that's an awful thing. But you see, I had Kieran, I had my backup.
Yeah.
And I never holidayed without him as such, you see. And now it's like driving abroad. You know this thing of driving abroad? Sure, he does it.
Yeah.
Asher, yeah, but you could do it if you want. Oh, I don't think I could. He'll do it. Like, it's all part of that. You'll get into it. It's habits.
I was 65 and I learned to swim. I can swim from the deep end up, but not the other way, working on it. Yeah, you see, that's the thing. So I used to be like that. So they can swim out of the deep end because they know they're going to the shallow end.
Okay.
Now, they're still swimming 25 metres, but the thoughts of swimming from the shallow end to the deep end.
I could try that.
Yes.
I could try that.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I learned in my 60s, I went into the baby pool on my own for about 6 weeks to get used to putting my head underwater. Now I do 40 lengths 5 days a week, says Maeve. So there.
God,
and well
lengths.
Done to Blonnet. I'm in my 50s and have a fear of water, nearly drowned when I was small, but I kept at it. Learned to swim across the pool, but failed to thread water in the deep end, but won't give up. That's my thing, I can't thread water.
No, weirdly, I can do that.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
How was your dad?
Ah, yeah, but only like, but I can do that because Kieran made me learn that once we were away. I can do that a bit, but not really that. But the other thing that I think is strange, very, very strange, is that I don't think people, how will I say it? I thought my generation were the worst. I think we're quite bad. Do you not think younger people are better swimmers, like under 20s and...
Yeah,
I think they did more of it. There was more of a promotion on swimming.
Maybe there was. And I think, like me, the fact that I couldn't swim, I made sure that my kids could swim. You were probably the same.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I think younger people, in fairness, can swim better. But another thing I'll throw out to you. People think they can also swim better. Oh, I can swim. But you ask them to swim and you'll see a lot wrong with their strokes. They don't swim that well.
There is a statistic here just on, when you're talking about their own children. This is 1 in 3 children can't swim. This is the UK and maybe ours are similar. And 1 in 5 adults can't swim. So
it's
yeah,
more than 1 in 5 from the people I talk to.
Yes, and from the texts we're getting in today.
It's more than 1 in 5.
Yeah, come back into us then. So it's I've just worked out it's Monday evenings.
Monday evenings. And it's either good. You see, you're right about the energy and the will and everything. It is 8 to 9. But to be honest with you, you know, I can sort of do most of the other things by 8. You know, everyone's back in and everyone's being collected or whatever, whatever. You know, the usual hoo-ha, blah, blah, blah. And
Parental duties.
That, hello, why are they getting worse? They're getting older. You go figure. Either I've spoiled them rotten or the world is cruel because they'll never leave me. Like, they'll never be able to afford to leave. Not me. They don't love me. They love me. They don't particularly like me half the time. But you are stuck with... You have hot water.
We're into domestics again.
No, but we have hot water. We have hot water. The fridge is full. And that's my life.
Yeah. No rent.
Yeah.
Well, why would they leave?
I'll start charging.
Right. We'll talk to you then in a few weeks. See how you're getting on.
Okay.
Blana de Gourmila Margot.
Tha fáil trú thrí.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.